Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories.
Thank you, Pedro, for today's sappy farewell song. 95.7 KJR. Good morning. It's Wednesday. Today is the 30th of July, 2014. Bob Rivers along with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. The 8th. This is 8 to go.
Yeah.
In the countdown of final 10 shows. And, sorry.
We're counting down to number one. We're counting down to the one big show that's going to be left.
As you get older, you make noises like that.
Oh, I make a noise every time I sit down now.
That's a start.
You know? It was like, what are you doing? I was like, this is the noise I make when I sit down at the end of the day.
But you're in your 30s.
I know, but I have an end of the day sitting down noise.
An end of day sitting down noise.
Yeah.
So last night, I got to say this, and I hope my son is not up and listening yet.
Which one?
Either, because they talk to each other.
Oh, okay.
But last night, I was going through a drawer, and I reached for a pair of reading glasses, bifocals. Mm-hmm. And I pulled them out, and I'm like, these don't work. And I'm squinting, and I couldn't read the book with these bifocals. And I looked on the bifocals, and they were like 8-year-old bifocals back when I had junior training wheel bifocals. Mm-hmm. They're like the first bifocals you get.
Like a 1.25.
Exactly.
Like
they were 1.25.
Yeah, that's just the starter.
Training reading glasses. Yep. Exactly. Like a training bra for your eyes.
Yep.
So I said, well, these, you know, Lisa and I are having these on Golden Pond kind of conversations. And I said, well, these are no good. And she was like, well, let's donate them to Goodwill. Because we do drive by. We drop off human skulls, body parts, anything we have.
Well, you get tired of seeing that stuff fly around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I was going to donate them to Goodwill.
Uh-huh.
But I had a flashback of the memory of when I got those reading glasses.
Memories of the way.
And what it was is
Chevy eyeglasses.
I had just had a birthday, and I was going down to, this is when I had this phase I was going through, because I wanted to have everything that Seattle has. I wanted to have planes, boats, you know, software companies,
yeah.
Coffee.
Sure.
In fact, the thing I never got was that espresso making machine you have.
Oh yeah,
fancy Italian job.
You need a Pasquini.
A Pasquini. Yeah. I had a little one for a while, so I've tried. Training Wheels tried everything this city is famous for.
Cool.
And at the time, I had a boat, and it was sitting on Lake Union, and it was, of course, it was sitting on Lake Union because it was having engine work done. Boats are always needing of repair. You know what the word boat stands for?
Bring out another 1,000.
Uh-huh.
Bet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's about 8 more acronyms for boat, but mm-hmm. That's the one I was thinking of. Anyway, so I was on my way down to get my boat, and they had given me the combination of this lock to get in to my boat.
Secure dock.
It was a secure dock, and my boat was the kind of boat you could sleep on, and it was doing some kind of late promotion. I said, well, I'll just crash on the boat, and I had permission, and I had the combination for the lock. And it was dusk, and I get down to the lock, and I can't get in. And I'm looking.